This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is Tuesday. It is the program Salt and Light. I trust that you are excited with us. We've got an amazing lineup. But firstly, I will ask my husband to just say hi to everyone.
Good afternoon, everybody. Greetings in the glorious name of Jesus. What a great honor and a privilege it is to be in your space on your device. It's such that the Bible says where two or three gathers in his name, there he is present. And I believe that the presence of God is in this place, and we are sitting with one of the big guns, you know, in our midst. You know, we are so honored to ek die man van die Here, die eerste keer vir hom en sy vrou ervaar, en toe vaar ek die teenswoordigheid en die krag van die Here en, you know, God se krag. And I'm so honored, you know, to sit with such a great honored man here in our midst. But, you know, Jesus is the most honored person in this place, in the atmosphere. And we are here to brag about him. And we are here to lift up his glorious name. The Bible say, if the name of the Lord Jesus be lifted up, he will draw all men to himself. And such a great honor also to sit with my wife, my better half. I remember a time when we did not know Christ. Amen. We were in the world. We were in darkness. But today we can serve the Lord. Our children is serving the Lord. We have a ministry by the grace of God. And we said to God 20 odd years ago, God, you know what? We are just going to brag about you and tell of your goodness. And this is what we've been doing all the days of our lives, lifting up his name. And what a great honor and a privilege to serve God with you, my beautiful wife.
Amen. Love you. So we are live on Facebook right now. Please access the broadcast by going on to the Radio Cape Pulpit Facebook page. You are welcome to do so. You are welcome to comment. You are welcome to say hi. We always appreciate the interaction. So we will shortly be introducing Apostle Anton Smith, wonderful man of God. Himself and his wife, Kari Smith, they lead or they are the founders of the ministry called Kingdom GPS.
Hallelujah.
Amazing couple that we honestly honor and look up to. And you'll be hearing more about the conference that is coming up that they'll be sharing. The one thing I can say about this ministry and this couple is that the things you learn, the things they impart is not necessarily what you are going to hear on a normal Sunday in church. I would call them specialists in the kingdom. You know, their ministry, their teaching is on another playing field, on another level. They really unfold and unlock things, you know, that are locked up to the ordinary person.
And if I may, Pastor Dila, you know, in saying that, you know, about the ministry, but the one thing about this couple and to every listener out there, you know, it's the ministry is on a different level, yes. But, you know, the one thing that I love about them is that all that you require is to be truly hungry and thirsty for God. If you are hungry and thirsty for God, you will receive it, you know, with the full magnitude and the full measure of what God is doing in them and through them for his name's sake.
Amen. So we're going to go to a song quickly, and then Apostle Anton is going to be sharing. The song is called Desert Road Casting Crowns. Enjoy, beloved. Don't go anywhere.
Yes, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Apostle Brian here and my lovely wife, Pastor Delia, and we're having Apostle Anton, and they have a ministry called GPS.
Kingdom
GPS. And like I said, we are such a great honor and a privilege to be with the man of God. And he's got some. Prophet, what is God saying in the earth right now?
You mustn't ask me that question, because how many hours do you have?
Exactly.
And that's what everybody wants to know, you know. The earth is shaking. There's a lot of stuff happening, a lot of turmoil. And this is not a time to be shaken, but this is a time of elevation. this is a time of elevation for the body of Christ, the repositioning for the body of Christ. And we need to stand in faith, and we need to be in alignment with the Lord at this time.
Yes.
This is such a powerful time. And I want to share more about this, because we've just shifted in September into a brand new season on God's calendar, a whole new season in the spiritual realm. And this is quite important to know, because a lot of people say, God, I don't have a blueprint for the future. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know. You know, I'm tired. I'm weary. The promises of God seems to be delayed. I'm in hope deferred. So, you know, our ministry operates very much in the Issachar anointing, interpreting the times and the seasons. And this is what we need to know at this time, to align ourselves and be in sync with God, what God is busy doing. So this is crucial.
Wow. And in saying that, Prophet, there's a lot of people that, like you said, now they are, you know, they're feeling here, they're going there, they're running there. Would you say it for them, for those type of people, you know, believers, you know, specifically, don't you think that this is the time, you know, to just truly spend time in the Word? And because obviously the intelligence and the heart of God comes from His Word, I would believe. And but many people, they're not reading the Bible for themselves. They're not truly seeking the face of God. And it's so important, as you said.
Now, you see, we are in Isaiah 63 season, where darkness is covering the earth. Darkness, the Bible says, the enemy wants to bring darkness, spiritual manipulation over the earth, in terms of the spiritual atmosphere, and bring utter darkness upon the people, you know. So this is what's going on at the moment. So we can't afford to be, you know, in compromise. It's no more business as usual. You must decide on which side of the fence you need to stand, because if you're going to be part of under, you know, a little bit of this, little bit of that, little bit of God, little bit of entertaining the enemy and compromising, you know, you're going to become under that darkness, you know, and you know, then there's a hopelessness and all those things that's connected to that. So what's happening now, we've moved into a brand new season on God's calendar. As you know, the biblical calendar shifts every time, September with Rosh Hashanah. What that basically means is, on God's calendar, we've moved into a new season, which is the year 5786 from creation, which means, you know, okay, God, what are you doing now? Lord, what are you saying to us prophetically through the season? And the key is for accessing what God wants us to access is alignment.
Alignment.
And alignment with God's heart, God's word, God's will. You know, moving forward, you know, without being in alignment, acceleration or moving forward without alignment is rebellion. And you know, you can't. You have to come and say, God, where do I need to come in alignment with my lifestyle? It's first seeking the kingdom of God, then His righteousness, the rest shall be added. That reprioritizing of my life. You know, do I put God first in my money? Do I put God first in my finances, my relationships, how I speak to people, when I get up in the morning? It's your whole programming must say, I need to put God first. How do I do that? And we will not be able to access what God has for us in this season. And I want to talk to you about that, because that's what the conference is all about, without focusing firstly on alignment. How can I align with God? And sometimes that means I need to take a knife and I need to cut off toxic relationships. I need to cut off addictions. I need to throw away the crutches. I need to throw away the stuff that
so easily
entrap and ensnare us and seduce us, you know. And it's difficult when you have soul wounds. It's difficult when you are still processing through battles. The enemy really focuses on keeping those hooks in your soul area and your emotions. That means that you are, you know, you just lean so much on stuff that numbs the pain, perks up the flesh, and that means it draws you away from God. You know, you're not in the mood to read Bible. Your spiritual fire has gone low. You are spiritually cold, spiritually complacent, and God is saying, "I need you to." It's Isaiah 60. Arise. From your prostration. Arise from your prostration and depression, from which circumstances have kept you. Arise to your new life, because I want to shine my light and my glory upon you. And prostration means you lie flat on the floor with your face. And God can't encounter you if you're in a place where you are lying prostrate in you need to get up.
Yeah.
It's a call to action in this season.
Yeah. Yes.
So we have to do something. Otherwise, yeah. What God has for us, we will not be able to access and tap into.
Yeah. I'm so reminded of the scripture, Hosea 4, that says, my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. Yeah. Another version says, my people are destroyed. Because of a lack of knowledge, yeah, and what you don't know can destroy you.
So it's not a lack of prayer or a lack of fasting or a lack of worship. It's a lack of knowledge.
Wow.
Knowledge about what?
Wow.
About certain spirituality, certain things that we are not aware of that's blocking us, you know. And that's why I always say to our people, with the rise in artificial intelligence, it's a call in the spirit for spiritual intelligence.
Amen.
But God is saying the body of Christ is to grow in spiritual intelligence. And that means navigational and tactical skills. Ephesians 6,
wow.
I wrestle not against flesh and blood. Wrestling talks about navigational tactical skills.
Wow.
And that is having spiritual intelligence. Then you can be like this guy that is wrestling with the enemy, and you can use strategic stuff, weapons, information to be able to outwit the enemy.
Apostle, another
share
another
with us.
We're so excited.
We're getting excited. Heaven invading earth. What is that all about? I see a conference happening. Share with us about that.
Okay, so God says, ask me for rain in the season of rain, right? So with this shift into this new timeline on God's calendar that I've mentioned,
yes.
We say, okay, God, what is the prophetic blueprint? What can we expect from God to do for us in this next year going into 2026? What is on God's agenda? And if you know that, you can align yourself with that on a macro level. So what the Lord is saying is the year 5, 7, 8, 6, the six we know that the year we shifted into is the number of man.
Yeah.
So God wants to encounter mankind. God wants to encounter humanity with his glory.
Glory.
God wants to come and use us. God doesn't come down to earth himself and do the things. He uses people. He needs
Amen.
People. It's actually illegal
Amen.
And unlawful according to the law of dominion. It has to happen through people. That's why Jesus came down and had to come in as a man to be able to bring the plan of salvation. And, you know, this is so crucial. So God needs us to be a conduit to bring down heaven to earth. So that six means God is going to be encountering man and shifting man in such a great way in this season. The grace of the Lord, this special grace, this abundant grace is going to fall on people, that's going to make normal people change them into supernatural powerhouses, give them divine abilities, normal, faceless, nameless people like you that God has prepared in the closet, in the fire. And God is getting ready to pour his spirit out on you. And then on the other side, the number six is also the picture of a tent peg or a vav in the Hebrew calendar. So that means God is saying, I'm pulling down heaven to earth in this season. Heaven is coming down to earth.
Wow.
But we are the key. We are the conduit to which heaven needs to come down to earth. Now, I'm not going to release my power, and I'm not going to trust somebody with my power, you know, because it's dangerous if they're not in alignment. If they don't have a holy lifestyle, if they don't not in compromise. So this is not a time to play games anymore. This is serious. And I want to encourage people out there. Come to the conference. It is a conference where we're going to activate you. There's going to be heaven coming down to earth. Heaven invading earth means when heaven invades earth, there's no sickness, there's no poverty. You know, all those things that is in the world that is bondages will break.
Yeah.
And it's pulling down. So this is absolutely on God's agenda. This is in season for the Lord. We want to release prophetic words. We want to do healings, deliverances. All of that is bringing heaven down to earth. Mantle you, reposition you, break you out, break you through. Everything that you need to be a conduit, or like I call it, a heavenly broker.
Heavenly broker.
It's true. Because Abram brokered about, you know, for Lot, you know, but Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, Lord, please, can we just do this deal?
Yeah,
you know, if there's so many people, you know, Moses brokered. Please, Lord, don't destroy the people.
Yeah.
Can we make a deal here? You know, Joshua brokered. Lord, can you make the sun and the moon and the star, the
mediated.
Sun and the moon stand still?
Yeah.
And God says in Joshua 10, after that, there was not a man at this level that God listened to like it was Joshua. So I want to say to you, if you're rightly positioned, you can legislate and be a heavenly broker, bringing heaven down to earth in your sphere of influence, in your family, on earth.
Sure.
And God will work with you in this season. Mm. And this is what we're going to do. 28th to 30th of November at the Durbanville Conference Center, Heaven Invading Earth Conference.
I see it's a 3-day conference. Mm. And there's also other speakers as well that will be there.
Absolutely. It's myself and my wife, Prophet Kari Smith. It's our spiritual son, Pastor Greg and his wife Roxanne Barnard from Gateway Revival Church in Johannesburg, and Pastor Kalber Seidnert from Christ Encounter Ministries in Langebaan. He's very strong on deliverance, on healing. So it's just a hooking of shields, putting our mantles together, trusting the Lord. We're going to pray and fast for a glory outpouring for your benefit, to reposition you. It's not about us. It's not about anything. It's about fulfilling the mandate of heaven to whoever's going to come. Is going to be so impacted. You're not going to be the same.
Amen.
And this, if you needed something to reposition you for this new season, say, yes, Lord, use me.
Yes,
as
Lord.
A power conduit. Break me loose, break me free, anoint me, remantle me, whatever you need.
Yeah.
God's going to do it.
Do we register? Is there a cover charge?
There's a charge of 50 Rand for the whole conference, which
wow,
is nothing.
I mean,
it's four
nothing.
Sessions Friday night,
sure.
7 to 10, Saturday 2 to 5. Saturday evening, 7 to 10 again, and Sunday, 2 to 5 o'clock.
Wow.
And we are going to, people can go to their own churches in the morning and then attend the conference, and you'll never be the same again. It's 50 Rand for the whole conference. You can go on to Quicket, and there is a link on our Facebook, Kingdom GPS Facebook, or my personal Facebook, Anton Smith. And you can find the ad there and click on the link and you can register.
Yeah, we'll also post the posters on the Radio K Pulpit page as
and
well.
And also on our private, private Facebook profile.
Thank you so much. This is a Cape Town thing. It's not a us thing.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be kingdom-minded in this season. And we need to all hook shields together because God wants to bring His glory to Cape Town. Cape Town has had words for 100 years that the revival is going to start here. And I'm just saying this is forming and creating a spiritual womb.
Amen.
Conferences like this.
Amen.
For revival, bringing the fire and the glory down.
Amen.
Into this area.
Amen.
Thank you, Apostle. We are definitely looking forward to it. It sounds amazing. Like we said, we know you and your wife, your ministry is unique. You've ministered into our lives. You've prophesied and it came to pass.
Amen.
In fact,
as
I believe it didn't just come to pass, but you really opened that door, that avenue, because we never thought of ourselves as entrepreneurs, never, until you guys prophesied. I see a dual anointing. I
wow.
see marketplace and kingdom. You know, only then did this come about. And today, even our daughter started a business.
Wow.
You know, so you, God uses you, I believe, to even open up certain avenues, portals.
And the scripture that stands out for me is that God reveals His secrets to His prophets.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
And the word again, listeners, that stand out to me in this season is alignment. I keep on as you say, alignment.
Yeah.
Alignment. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen. So we're going to say thank you so much to Apostle Anton. Thank you for coming. We appreciate you. And we look forward to attending this. We also want to give 2 tickets away.
Oh, let's make it 6.
6. 6.
Hallelujah.
We want to give 6 tickets away.
Stay tuned,
everyone. The song we're listening to is Jordan. And it's sung by Shanae featuring Yemel Besem. Hallelujah. Good afternoon. Welcome back, everybody. I trust that you enjoyed that song. So this afternoon in the studio, we have Peter John, a gentleman that I was only introduced to 2 weeks ago. And he is the personal assistant, you said? He's the personal assistant for Terry McAllen. I don't think anyone that has been in the kingdom for 10 years or so does not know Terry McAllen.
Can I give you into a ladies and gentlemen? I came to worship you, and then you're gone.
Wonderful man of God that will be arriving in Cape Town next week.
Yes.
And we are excited. We're looking forward to all the events that he'll be performing at, worshiping at. Peter John, tell us, how did you get involved with Terry McAllen?
My goodness, you said I only have 10 minutes. So I have to condense this. It's actually a huge part of my testimony. So I was groomed to be a professional tennis player from a young age. Grew up in Grassy Park, played at Wimbledon, played at the US
Open. Oh, wow.
Yes, and then I got to number, I think it was 27 in the world, under 18. I played with guys like Andy Roddick and
wow.
all of that. And at the age of 21, I had to quit tennis because I don't want to go into that, but it was financial
constraints.
Yes, it was a very difficult time for me and my family because you pour your whole life into this, you know, and you people tell you that you're going to be a particular thing, and you pour your life into this, like 6 to 8 hours of training a day. So anyway, cut a long story short, I then quit tennis, and now I'm sitting at home. Got so much time on my hands. My brother gets radically saved. He says to me, "Ons gaan Sondag kerk toe," but we go to church every Sunday. He takes me to another church, and I get radically saved. I mean, the pastor made the altar call, and I'm bawling my eyes out, and I didn't even know how I get there. This is like 20 plus years ago. So they play the song, and I'm like, "Yo, that song is anointed. Who is singing that song? You deserve the glory." And sure. I go back and I research and I see, okay, it's Terry McAlmon. And I start just putting on his CDs on like repeat, like all his CDs. I buy all his CDs, put it on repeat. Then what happens is I start having this desire to play the piano. But now I've done tennis my whole life. My family's very, very musical.
Okay.
But I didn't do any of that. So anyway, so I start playing, just sitting behind the piano. And I was like, "Your God, I would love to play like this man plays for you. That's all I want to do. Not to just to give you the glory." And so in a dream, my brother or the worship pastor would teach me to play piano. So I'd wake up and I'd be able to play "I Sing Praises to Your Name" with no musical tutoring or anything like that.
What?
My goodness.
So then I'm like, I have to meet this man. He's had such an... I can't explain it. I just had such a love for worship. You know, I really can't explain it. And I thought, I need to. So like the young people said, I slid into his DMs. And I said, Terry McAlmon, you came to this church before I got saved. I don't think that's right. You need to come back to Cape Town. So we started chatting and we arranged it. And he came back and... like they say, the rest is history. We connected. I mean, last year, he flew my wife and myself and my daughter over to America. He does an event called Sing Over America. So he's basically adopted us and poured into our lives. And, you know, it's just
wonderful.
It's an awesome story.
Awesome. Yeah, and what was the experience like?
Yo, I mean, Nathaniel Bassey was there.
Nathaniel Bassey.
We love that man.
Yes, man. So last year in 2024, Nathaniel Bassey, I went with Terry as his assistant. He flew him over to Nigeria to this Hallelujah Challenge event. My goodness. You know what is crazy? I mean, they paid
him. The way that man plays the trumpet.
Yes.
I've never experienced anyone play or trumpet, I don't know what you call it, but play that thing so anointedly. Amazing.
But he actually shared his testimony on how Terry touched his life when that first live worship album came out. He said he had such an encounter with God that the fear of God came into the room that he actually ran out. During the music playing, he felt like God is calling him, and he got so scared that he actually ran out.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but you can actually see the impartation from Terry to Nathaniel, because he flows very similarly.
Yes.
In terms of his worship.
Wow.
You know, PJ, sitting here and, you know, listening to you and, you know, so briefly, the one word again that stands out to me that, the two words, God's kingdom is advancing.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. God, you know, many are the plans in a man's heart, but the Lord's will shall prevail.
Yes,
and
amen.
What a powerful encounter that you had, you know, obviously with you coming to Christ.
Yes.
And then now you are here, you are doing, you know what I mean? And this is just God, man. It's just, you know, when you truly put your trust in Him, you know, and so blessed to have you here, PJ. Oh, praise God, man.
We can talk about worship. We can talk about worship for hours. And, you know, just some nuggets that Terry's taught us, my wife and myself, over the years, is that he always says that God comes to hear the bride. It's not a performance. So God has heard Terry McAlmon sing for many years, so he doesn't come. God doesn't come to hear Terry sing. He comes to hear the bride sing. So it's so beautiful that he creates this moment in his services where the congregation worships. Then he just takes his foot off the pedal. And I think many times, we as Christians or as worship leaders, we miss it. It's all about us and how amazing we sound, you know. But here comes a man who's been ministering for over 50 years, and he goes, it's not about me. God doesn't want to hear me sing. I'm just a vehicle to get the people to, because he wants the plumber to worship. He wants the electrician to worship. You know, he doesn't want to sing a song in a key where only he can sing it, then all the limelight is on him, you know.
Yeah.
And that's just some of the nuggets that we've learned. Yeah.
But just the fact that he flew you and your family over, I mean, that already speaks of a man of character.
Absolutely.
You know. So that is awesome. And I'm just also thinking, look at God's heart. You know, maybe your tennis career didn't take you to where you wanted or desired to go. But look what God does.
Absolutely.
You know, look how he turns it around.
And maybe there's a listener that is listening in today, and, you know, you are doing something right now currently, but, you know, many are the plans in a man's heart, but the Lord's will shall prevail. Yeah. Maybe you feel that, you know what, you've come to a dead end, you know, it's like, where to from now? I believe that, just listening to your testimony briefly, PJ, that, you know what, I believe that there is more. You know, in Christ there is more, and my God, look what the Lord has done.
Yeah.
Look what the Lord has done. I'm so honored to...
I mean, one of my favorite songs of Terry McAlmon is, and the other reason I love his music so much is, you singing the word of God. You know, you're not singing about your feelings or your emotions. Psalm 3, verse 3, that says, you're my glory and the lifter of my head, you know. So a lot of times you can feel as a person, but I don't feel called, I don't feel worthy, but he's your glory and the lifter of your head. Psalm 3, verse 3.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
So he's coming?
He's arriving Saturday. His first service is on Sunday. Sunday morning, 9 o'clock at the River Church. I think they're going to do it at Weinberg Civic Center. 5:30 p.m. at Good Hope Christian Center. And then on the 29th, which is at our church, that I'm very excited about. It's the Revival Church, Brackenfell, 58B Gemini Street. So we serve under... Apostle Jean-Pierre Becker, and Pastor Amanda, and Pastor Alden and Lindy Adams. So he will be with us on the 29th, the Wednesday evening of 7.
Sure.
And it's free, but get there early, because the last time he was at our church, it was packed.
It was packed.
Yeah.
And it's awesome that it's free. I was surprised when you told me.
You know what's crazy is that he doesn't actually charge. He trusts God from beginning to end. So he pays for his own flights, usually. He pays for his own accommodation, and all he asks for is an honorarium. And the last time he was at our church, as he's worshipping, the Lord said to him, give the honorarium. So he basically said, whatever offering has come in tonight, I'm doubling it. And I've never seen that before.
What?
I've never seen a minister just go, you know.
Whatever offering is, and double it.
He's doubling it and making sure that the church is better off when he left.
That's so awesome. And then afterwards, he'll be going to Johannesburg.
Then he's in Port Elizabeth.
Okay.
Then he's in Durban. And then he comes back and he's going to be in Loftal. That's the first week of November. And then we're going off to Katu in the Northern Cape for two days.
Katu, yeah.
Yes. Lovely.
Yes.
And you'll be traveling with him?
I'm with him all the way.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Peter John. It was so wonderful to have you here. We will definitely share the posters and so forth. We hope that somehow we'll be able to get him to come and share an interview. Is that possible?
I can only but whisper in his ear.
But we'll keep in touch.
Yes.
And yes, beloved, please attend. His worship is amazing. I actually listened this morning to him again in preparation for this. You know, I've loved his music, and but this morning I shared, and I mean, this morning I listened, and it was really one thing I can say, that you sense the presence and the glory of God every time you play his music.
Yes.
There is an anointing on his worship, and not many singers today has that anointing upon their lives to really bring the Shekinah glory of God into a place when they sing, they worship.
But hopefully, PJ, when all this activity of Terry McAlmon is over, and maybe we can hear a bit more of your story. I'm very intrigued to listen to your testimony, and you know, so if there's an availability on your side and whatever. We would like to hear more about you, as in, because we believe also, you know, that God is using people all over the world for the kingdom.
Amen.
But
yes,
then we are also homebrewn. Homebrewn. Homebrewn.
We were, my wife and I, with our ministry, we actually went over to the States. For we were supposed to only go for 10 days, but then it actually turned out to extended revival. And we were there for, I think, 6 weeks. And I think the hunger of the people is just, it's incredible what God is doing all around the world.
Oh, awesome. Amen. Awesome, amen. Awesome. So we're going to go to a song and then we're saying goodbye to Peter John. It was wonderful to have you here. Like I said, we will post and share the poster of all the whereabouts of Terry McAlmon when he's here. And hopefully we'll get him in the studio when he comes to Cape Town. The song is called The Gospel is Jesus by Jessica Dalla Torrey. Thank you, Peter John, for coming.
Thank you, John, for coming. Praise God. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, what a great honor and a privilege to be in your space, on your device this afternoon. I am so aware that the kingdom of God is advancing. You know, the kingdom truly is advancing. We see many different characters in the kingdom of God. God is raising up worshippers. He's raising up amazing preachers, businessmen and women of God that is mandating, you know, all about the kingdom of God. And the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all the other things shall be added to you. You know, within the kingdom, when you find the king, you find your purpose and you find destiny, because it is in the kingdom. And then Romans chapter 14, verse 17, you know, describe the spiritual state of this kingdom that we are talking about.
Mm.
So we had PJ here now, previously, and we had Anton here. We have many different people with different anointings, different giftings, different talents, and the kingdom of God is advancing. And Romans chapter 14, verse 17 says, for the kingdom of God is not about eating or drinking, but righteousness, peace
and
joy in the Holy Spirit.
Ghost.
For ye who serve Christ in these things is acceptable by God and not approved by men. And you know, this is so powerful, you know, of what the kingdom, righteousness, you know,
amen,
peace and joy. This is what the kingdom looks like.
Yeah.
You know, this is how the
kingdom is
offered.
Huge. Yeah. The kingdom is diverse.
There's no fear in the kingdom.
Amen.
There's no intimidation. I don't need to be intimidated by your anointing or your gifting, because I have my anointing and I have my gifting, and God is going to use mine and yours together, because together we are stronger. And you know, seeing that we are talking about kingdom people, here's another thing that I want to advertise, if I could say it or speak about quickly. It's a book by my apostle, Kobus Teron. It's The Kingdom Way of Living. Very, very powerful book. There's nuggets in this book. So I go through this book. You know, this book has helped me. I read the Bible, of course. But, you know, nuggets where God has used Apostle Kobus Teron, you know, in writing this book on the kingdom, the principles of the kingdom, what the kingdom looks like, you know. So the kingdom of God is advancing.
Yeah.
Pastor Delia. I mean, I'm sitting in this radio studio today, but little did I know, I say it, and I'm going to be very open and very raw this afternoon. If somebody had to tell me when I was drinking beers and smoking stuff on a Sabine in Heidelberg, if somebody would have told me 20 odd years ago that you would be a pastor, I would have most probably laughed, you know. And so I want to say to each and everyone today that is listening, that God has a purpose and a plan for your life. Mm-hmm. And while you are still alive, there is purpose, there is greatness, and there is destiny inside of you. So when you find the kingdom, amen, and sitting in this studio, this is by the hand of the king. This is by God, amen. So many times people is doing some things or doing a certain thing, but it's not of God, and you feel frustrated, you feel irritated, you feel, but when you find the kingdom, and it's righteousness first, or when you seek it first.
Amen.
All the other things you will.
And many people think that the kingdom of God is the church only.
Mm.
The kingdom of God is not just the church.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom of God, the church, God uses the church to establish
as a vehicle.
His kingdom and to as a vehicle. But it's not just the church. The kingdom should have influence in every sphere.
Yes.
In every area. They talk about the seven mountains. We are to invade every area, every sphere of what God has ordained in the earth.
Amen.
You know, we are supposed to bring change. We are supposed to take the glory. Anton spoke about, you know, being the broker. I would say the carrier, the mediator. In every sphere, wherever we go, we carry the kingdom. The Bible says the kingdom is not with careful observation or do men say it is here or there. But the kingdom of God is within us. It's within you. You carry the kingdom wherever you go.
Absolutely.
You establish the kingdom wherever you go.
That's right.
When you declare the glory of God, when you speak the word of God, when you live out your relationship and the word of God, you are making God's kingdom come. When you share the gospel with someone, when you share salvation with someone, you make God's kingdom come.
You make him known to an unknown world. And as much as there is, you know, an army of, you know, as we see the wickedness and as we're entering into the last days and we see how, you know, men's heart is failing them, as the word of the Lord says, you know, but the kingdom is still advancing, because I see the kingdom as also a mighty army, and there's
Amen.
Different divisions and
Amen.
Different departments in the kingdom. And, you know, the Spirit of God is saying in this time and in this season, this is the time where we need to unite. We need to function as one body in Christ. Different churches, different, you know, organizations and different representation of the kingdom of God. So I see this army, and in this army, you know, there's the navy, you know, that it's fighting on the water in the sea, and there's the air force, and then there's the foot soldier. So everybody, God is united.
Everyone is needed with your gift, with your talent. Look at Terry McAllen. God has given him the voice to worship, to sing, you know. Anton Smith and his wife, God is using them as kingdom GPS to be able to speak into your life, to tell you exactly where you are and bring direction, you know, bring insight. I think Amen. that anointing, that gift on them even gave us insight. We never thought of ourselves as having entrepreneurial skills or business intuition.
Absolutely.
But
not.
They opened that up, you know, God using them, of course,
uh-huh.
opened that up to us. And since then, God has opened up, you know, different avenues.
Absolutely.
In our lives, entrepreneurial avenues. But it didn't come until the prophet spoke the word of the Lord.
And I want to say to every listener today that is listening, that there is greatness in you.
Amen.
There is purpose in you. I want to say, can I take it a notch up? I want to say, stop making excuses.
Amen.
Stop making, you know, no, but God has called you. There's greatness in you. There's purpose in you. There's purpose in your children. Amen. For the glory and for the kingdom of God. And God wants to use you. And God is uniting us all together with the different gifts, different talents, you know, different form of ministry, but he's using it all for his glory. And then, you know, when we see the glory of God, you know, the Bible say in the book of Isaiah chapter 60, arise and shine, for your light has come. So everybody is seeing this great darkness that's over the Western Cape, over South Africa, over the nations. But there's a brighter glory. There's a brighter light that is coming. It is the light of Jesus Christ. And the Bible say, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God, and is using
Hallelujah.
Us all together for his purpose, for his name's sake. Wow, that is so amazing.
Amen. Amen. Yeah,
I'm so glad to be a part of this kingdom. You know, I'm so reminded of that song that Ron Canole said, righteousness,
peace,
oh, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So I'm so reminded
Amen.
Of that song. And so every day of my life, you know, it is such a great honor and a privilege and a joy to serve this King. And, you know, when you get up in the morning, King, What can I do for you?
Mm.
How can I please you today? How can I be a blessing today? And I choose, because I'm in this kingdom, I choose to be a blesser. I choose, amen, hallelujah, to be an encourager. Sometimes I don't feel like encouraging, but I choose it every day for my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. We're going to go to a song, and it's called Kingdom Come by Mark Pogue. And then we'll come back and we'll conclude. Enjoy, beloved.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Apostle Brian here. I'm sitting here across with my lovely bride, Pastor Delia Preston. And what a great honor and a privilege it is. But you know, we spoke about the kingdom. And the one thing that stood out for me when Apostle Anton was speaking was alignment, alignment, alignment. You know, and I just want to pray this afternoon because, you know, there are many people, they are doing things, you know, they have not heard from God. God never spoke to them about it. They're doing things, they're going through the motions.
Mm.
Nothing seems to materialize, but I believe that when you come prophetically in alignment to God's purpose and to His will for your life, this is what Jesus taught us. He taught the disciples, let your will be done, your kingdom come. So I just want to pray quickly, if I may. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, for the body of Christ, I pray that we will come in alignment
Jesus
to what
name.
God wants us to do, what He wants us to execute in the earth today. I pray, Father God, Lord, that men and women will rise up to the occasion and
yes,
stand
Father.
On every sphere of every mountain, Father, whether it be in the schools, in media, in business, in the church, Father God, in the arts and culture, Father God, that You will use every person today for Your namesake, O God, to make Your kingdom come. I pray that faith will arise in the hearts of men and women, Father, and Lord, that we will lift up Your glorious name, because You promised in Your word, Father, if the name of the Lord Jesus be lifted up, You will draw all men to Yourself. Father, we bless
Hallelujah.
You and we praise You. In Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Amen and amen,
amen
and amen and amen.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. It was wonderful to be with you this afternoon. Thank you to all of our guests that was here today. Appreciate you all. Have an awesome, awesome day, beloved.
God bless you, beloved.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.